another episode of Below the Dot Podcast, where we recap and discuss a new episode of Degrassi, The Next Generation, every Throwback Thursday from the Degrassi Black Hole. I am your co-host, Terry McGregor.
I am your other host, Chris Sharp.
And today we are recapping season 7, episode 15, titled Got My Mind Set on You. But before we get into that, we'll get into some trivia for Terry.
Yes, we will. All right, I have 4 questions this week. What grade did Emma get on her chem exam?
Aw, hell. This bitch got a C. 78?
Yeah, it was like a C minus.
Okay. Close enough.
I think that counts. Who is Damien's favorite author?
Oh, hell. I have no fucking clue.
They named the dog after it.
Oh. It starts with an E.
What the Dave fuck is it?
Did Eggers. I just make that up? I know she calls him Rufus, but that's not it.
Damn, where'd you go?
Edger. Edgar?
You froze, so I don't know what you just said.
Oh.
Edger? Did you say it?
Edger? Rufus?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear. Yeah, but could you hear me before? Because I gave you the answer.
Oh, no, I didn't hear the answer.
Okay, say your answer again.
Rufus. Edger.
So I think they named the dog's original name was Rufus. It was Dave Eggers.
Okay.
So you were close. That's why I thought maybe you heard, but you didn't.
No.
That was rough. How long is the charity run for cancer? It was on the Degrassi sign.
Ah, hell. 5K?
It was the 20K.
Just vibes.
And the last one, per Mr. Perino, if Danny is John Lennon, who is Rachel?
Yoko Ono.
Yes.
That was actually a really funny joke.
I think he did have a couple of little ones about them in there. And I actually had for us to name our episode something that he said, like at the name of their song, but I did not that he referenced in there. If that makes any sense. I was going to suggest that the title of our episode be a Beatles song.
Oh.
But that he referenced, but then I have another option. Anyway, so I think you got, girl, you got a 25%. No, you got a 50%. You're good. I mean, that's not good, but it's better than 25.
Yes. What the fuck? Because, I was not paying attention to that sign at all, but it's fine.
Yeah, I didn't think you would be. I knew I would get you with that one.
That is funny.
Okay. Any tidbits?
I don't think there were any that I could find easily on this one. No, I don't have. Not one, but I will say.
Do we never see Rachel again?
That's a good ass question. It's not on the wiki, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't think we do.
That was probably a question I was going to ask. I feel like I put that in my notes somewhere. Every time they introduce a new character, I'm just like, was this going to be something? Were they testing characters? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like, I just don't like Danny and Derek so much, and I really don't care for a whole plot or show dedicated to them.
Yeah, and we don't really need any spinoff characters from them.
Let's see. Is she here in any more episodes? She's here and Got My Mind Set on You. Yeah, she's in one episode. Mm. Great job, Rachel. All right, so I guess we can start with our recap then.
Emma's
walking through the cafeteria. She's with Manny, and she's begging Manny not to leave her for Jay during lunch, but Manny persists, and Emma's left alone to the vultures. Johnny and whatever Mia's baby's daddy's name is, I think it's Lucas, now that I've seen more episodes, they come up and they make a joke about Snake. It was light. Johnny first asked, I don't know what it means that I say it was light, but I guess we'll find out. So at first he was like, when is Mr. Simpson returning? Only to relent and be like, it's because he's tired of Mr. Perino. And it seemed like they were being genuine, but then baby daddy shows up about how Mr. Simpson might be a little handsy, but you know. And Emma just stands there, wordless, only for Damien to swoop in to the rescue. None of this has continuity, because when did Damien go from hating Emma to liking her?
Right. And I don't know. Why am I supposed to believe that these three kids are going to listen to him? I don't know. I don't know that he's ever given "I would fight you." You know what I mean?
And if you've been watching, you might be like, "Ugh, Chris, it was clearly the Purple Dragon episode." But like, what? Who went when, where, or why? Because Emma was so insufferable. He could not stand Emma the last time. What? Then he was just like, "Oh, you're sexy, so I'm into it." Like, yeah. How? I, as a person who stands firm in my hatred, I'm not liking anyone who I used to hate. I got people from 8th grade who I still can't stand to this day.
I'm not even mad at that, honestly.
And I know I'm the problem, but the point is that I'm not going back and forth like Damien. Like, once I decided I don't like you, then I don't like you.
Yeah. They've been throwing him in at, like, honestly, just between, no, well, between all the girls, honestly, because it was Manny, Liberty, and Emma. So they just keep tossing him back and forth. Like, no real plot line for him.
That's all he is. So just hook him up with Rachel and leave us alone. That's probably who we get married to. But anyway. All right. So he becomes Emma's knight in shining armor. Ooh, I spelled knight wrong. I can't spell. Anyway, through these difficult times where Manny is more supportive of Darcy than her long-lasting best friend. I can't believe my dramatic ass said that. But honestly, I'm not mad at Manny for choosing herself in this case of Emma, because Emma needs to learn how to stand on her own.
Yeah. Because it's kind of like, can, well, I guess, okay. I was going to say, like, can Emma or can Manny, like, rely on Emma? But, like, not really. Because, yeah, she lived with her, but she's still wishy-washy.
Right.
So, yeah, girl. Do something about that.
Sorry, just telling my dad about the ABCs of safe sleep, so.
I can't.
Anyway. Also, I did add that we're going to see that Emma's inability to stand alone is going to be a reoccurring issue that is going to come up during the college years, but she's not in college years. She's still in high school, and let's get back to it. So at dinner time, the family discusses the union rep's visit with the family about the pending investigation, and Emma's like, cool, can Emma come or can Manny come over to help with Jack? But Manny cannot visit because no students are allowed in the home during the investigation. So she's like, all right, then I'll go to Manny's house. But she can't do that either because the union rep wants to meet with the entire family. So Emma's like, wow, I feel like a prisoner and I didn't do anything wrong. And Mr. Simpson bitterly agrees. Oh my God, he really goes for a spiral. They put him through it. Are you like, you know how a lot of the times they have things happen in the show and then like, okay, it's done. Yay. Well, not a lot of times. But I thought that this was going to be one of those things where, okay, it's done and it's done. But then I realized once I got there that it's this part of it may be resolved, but it has stemmed some other problems which have long-term consequences. And I remember being like, I don't remember this. Like, wow, Mr. Simpson is going through it, but we're not there yet. Sorry for these spoilers.
Yeah, I have no memory of that. One of my notes today is that the more I watch season 7, the more I realize that I've been very far removed from it. Like, I don't remember watching this in real time. Like, I was watching all the other seasons. So it's always a surprise to me.
Yeah, honestly, I think this is kind of where I fell off. I must have gone to college or something. I don't know.
2008. Because I looked it up because I was like, what was I doing? Oh. But I was in middle school and my ass was being messy my own self, not worried about watching other people's mess. You know what I mean?
See, wait, how the hell were you in middle school but I was in college? Why do I not remember you being this younger than me?
I don't know.
Isn't math here.
Yeah, we're missing something. But 2008, I was definitely in the 8th grade because every year I graduated added up to the year that it was. So I graduated high school in 2012. That was my 12th
because I was definitely in my first year of college.
That's fucking crazy.
But I'm not that much older than you. No. I feel wow. Anyway, two different life experiences. Anyway. So once I went to college, they did not have this channel. And it was before streaming services was a thing because old as shit. And so I was not able to watch Degrassi, which means that when I'm watching this, and usually I would do a rewatch, but I'd never get this far. So I think this is the furthest I've ever gotten to a committed rewatch. So I'm watching some things and I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Like, I remember some of it, but I just was not here for the nitty gritty stuff. This is crazy. Yeah.
They were trying it.
And maybe like when I was watching it, I just wasn't focused and you couldn't rewind. No. So it's really hard to keep up and to know what was happening the same degree that you can now.
Well, you also didn't have the distractions that we do, because the way that I'd be scrolling TikTok and watching shit, like, that is not healthy, but here we are.
Yes. So, I mean, I agree with that. Okay. You know, I got distracted. I don't even know where the hell I'm at anymore. All right. So the next day at school, Emma receives a grade for a chem exam. She gets a C minus. And I don't really understand the answer she got wrong because, surprise, surprise, I also failed chemistry in college. Apparently the mole is a unit of measure in chemistry, which I should probably know. But I do know it's an animal in biology. I was like, okay, I don't know what that means. But again, Captain Savaho Damien swoops in again to make a book recommendation to Emma to uplift her spirits. Damien is the first man who Emma has met who has a favorite author. I have questions. Where's Sean? Did she break up with him after the Purple Dragon episode? I need to go look through like the deleted scenes. I remember she said, I need to let Sean know that I'm not the girl he left behind. But what did she let him know? Right. I guess she let him know that they're over.
Because she was in a relationship in that episode when she kissed, what's the name, right? When she kissed Damien. I'm trying to be more like articulate what the fuck I'm trying to talk about. She definitely kissed Damien and someone was like, girl, you have a boyfriend.
It was Manny. Manny called her out. She said, oh, did you forget Sean? Because I didn't.
And then we all forgot Sean because now she got a boyfriend and she's about to have a dog. So
I'm so confused. Damien dismisses himself from the conversation by inviting Emma to call him later and let him know what she thinks of the book. Emma gives him very sexy eyes toward his back. How quickly can Emma read a book when she can't even properly prepare for a chem exam? Questions that I had. Manny confirms dinner plans with Emma, only to find out that she can't visit the house due to Mr. Simpson. She says it sounds like Emma's under house arrest, but suddenly it's okay because Emma and Damien were on the phone until midnight. Once Emma says that Damien volunteers at animal shelters, I remember that this is the episode. It's the episode where Emma embarrasses herself. I didn't realize that until I got to this point during my recap, and I just cringe every time I think about it. But here, let's get into it. Emma and Damien have a date at the dog park without a dog, and Emma leans in to kiss Damien. But then she adds that she isn't trying to seem desperate. Child, I'm crying because she says this before she calls a random dog at the park by the name of Eggers, who is Damien's favorite author, and introduces the dog as theirs.
This theirs is so wild. It's the most wild sentence for someone that has just started dating someone in high school.
Girl, are you okay?
I remember you texting me about this episode, and again, I had no memory of this because this does not make sense, especially being an adult now and having gotten my dog in my late 20s. How are you getting a dog in high school? That makes no sense to me.
I'm really confused. I mean, what are the adoption rules in Canada? Because I'm pretty sure I couldn't adopt a dog without my... Is she 18? She might be 18 at this point.
Maybe. Because are they seniors?
I mean, honestly, it'd be feeling harder to adopt an animal than it is to have a baby at this point. And
that is literally the thing. Like, I think I put in several applications before I could actually even get a dog.
And before you get a dog, they'd be like, are you going to be home or are you going to be at work all day? Bitch, how do you think I'm going to pay for the bills for this dog? Like, it's so crazy. And then it's like, they'd be mad if you talk about how you have a job, so you have to work. The nerve. People do it with kids all the time. And I realize that's a problem, but it's crazy that I can't adopt a dog, but I could go out here and have a kid.
Yeah. Right. Who actually like dogs need things, but like babies need things like on the clock time and time y'all again.
Y'all are just like, maternity leave? No, you need to go back to work after 3 days. You gotta get back and work, girl. Take that, send that baby to daycare.
Oh, that is so nutty.
But let it be a dog. Also, what is...
I don't understand. It's so terrifying. This is what I mean when Apple being a business across all platforms, because it'll do it on FaceTime too. So it's like specifically the camera.
Okay, but then also you saw my text where I said you can copy on your computer and paste on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that because I've gone from phone to computer, but I was like, well, let me see if I can go from computer to phone. How are you in my business?
They are deep in it. Copy, paste will end up right on your phone and vice versa. It's so nutty.
And every time they're like, hey, would you like to allow us, like, would you like to have this feature? And I'm like, this is so you can be my business. But I'm going to say yes, because you were already my business before and I was not benefiting from it. So I might as well benefit from you being in my business. Google was like, hey, girl, we can track your packages for you or like your stuff to arrive. And I was mm-hmm. like, you know what? Let's do it. Because you already saw that I had packages coming. You might as well tell me when they come in.
You identified it. I know they do the same thing with flights in your emails. It'd be Google Flight messages. Like, they are all up in it.
Straight to your Google Calendar. You'd be like, mm-hmm. how did you know? And then when you change it, it updates in your calendar.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
So this doesn't have anything to do with the episode. I was just so embarrassed that I needed like a palate cleansing topic before I get back to the fact that Emma legitimately adopted a dog for this man who she had one phone date with and who hated her like six episodes ago. Damien is equally as confused as I am, and she completely misreads his energy and jumps in full force. She's like, my home is better than him going to a lab experiment. What is she talking about? Where did this dog come from?
Girl, I feel like she mentioned that she got the dog from Craigslist, which is an issue in itself.
And he wasn't going to go to a lab experiment, girl. He was going to be euthanized. Those are two different things. Euthanasia is an experiment which we have already conducted and we know how it works. I'm sorry.
Girl, the Craigslist dog is crazy. But that actually would make a little bit more sense why she was able to get it so easily and quickly.
You're right.
Whereas if she were to like properly adopt it, that girl, they did a background check on my ass when I adopted my dog. They made me interview for like an hour.
It's so crazy how much they do. For dogs are very important, very valuable. But I just, when I think about how easy it is to just.
Girl. Yeah, and it's no stopping it either because they're banning abortion in every single state. So it's just going to be babies for everybody.
So glad. So glad. You guys are such wonderful, deserving parents. You all are doing an amazing job. Our society is so supportive to new families. I can't wait to see what our future looks like. It's definitely looking bright.
Mm-hmm.
On to the future of Emma and Damien. She says that they can walk Eggers together and he'll be like ours. And Damien mm-hmm. is instantly regretting his decision to pursue her insanity. Or I said instantly and I read it as insanity. So it just tells me how I feel about Emma. She's like, oh, wow, did I go too fast? He's like, yes, bitch, you went NASCAR.
It's crazy.
Emma then returns home with a dog that apparently nobody knows about and a horrible attitude. Mr. Simpson immediately smells the wet dog and calls her on it. And how does Emma try to blame scaring Damien away on Mr. Simpson's case? Girl, you did that all on your own. He was still willing to talk to you even when your stepdaddy was a pedophile in his mind.
Yeah.
He was still like, she seems nice. I don't think Mr. Simpson did it. I'm going to still go with it. And you were like, here's a dog named after your favorite author. He's ours.
And I'm crazy.
She makes me think of that crazy girlfriend meme with the big eyes.
No, because that's actually wild. The fact that she doesn't even like, she, again, if she would have done this with Sean, wouldn't make sense. But it would make a little bit more sense, right? Because it's like, y'all been together a minute. You just started talking to him.
Also, don't adopt animals with your partner. I mean, yeah. Do, but like with the pretense of like, that's your dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if you and your partner have an animal together, but also know that that's your dog, not y'all dog. And that's fine.
100%.
But also, weird for you to adopt a dog and consider it y'all dog this early. It's like, no, I adopted a dog.
Right.
But even to adopt a dog and name it after his favorite author, thirsty much? Like, ma'am, can I get you a Dasani?
Right. That's why it's funny that she was like, oh, am I not moving too fast? Whatever she said about the kiss is just like, am I being desperate? Sister, do you know what you're about to tell him? You're about to tell him you got a dog and named it after his favorite author, but you're worried about kissing him looking desperate?
Girl, like, I was... What was happening? What was going through your mind?
Girl.
Is it because you didn't have Manny to run this through?
Yes. Like- Absolutely.
Because, like, the minute you said that out loud, it would have been like, oh, dang, that's crazy. What am I doing?
Girl.
Anytime I'm, like, sitting on looking at dogs online, and I'm like, what am I doing looking at animals? I don't need no extra animals in this house. And it happens when I say it out loud, and I hear myself, and I'm like, you need to stop.
Right.
Yep. And she didn't talk herself through it, so nobody and nothing said, you need to stop.
Yeah. We've been told her to get off the internet, too. Think about it. Mm-hmm. We've been told them to get that computer out of her room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you see what happens. So when Emma returns the book to Damien at school the next day, he asks about the dog, placing emphasis on your dog. Apparently the dog and Mr. Simpson hit it off, so he's a family dog now. How was that not always the case?
Are we ever going to see the dog again?
Oh, God, I'm trying to think. We might see him in a couple episodes. Damien stops Emma. We probably see the dog more than we see Rachel.
Absolutely. That's a good point.
Damien stops Emma from leaving and lends her another book. Apparently, when a guy lends you his favorite book, he likes you. You could have ran.
You had the chance.
You were so close to getting away, Damien, and you decided not to. All right, anything else we didn't talk about? I can't believe that was a plot B.
I know. That's what I was going to say, too, but I didn't want to drag it. But my only other thing is, we barely see that other baby they had, but now y'all got a dog you got to take care of now, too.
Girl, we do say, you know what? They do find, I'm pretty sure once I see him, we never see him again.
Oh, I'm sure.
Which episode did I just recap? We're going to see him again. And let me go look.
That don't make no sense. Mr. Simpson was over here talking about some, I can't focus when the kid's home. Now you're going to add a dog to that mess? Y'all are not helpful to him. Very useless, actually. And
Rufus is a grown man.
Right.
Like, that's a grown dog you just bought in the house. Let's see his last episode. Jack has been portrayed by the most actors in the Degrassi franchise.
Oh, you're
absolutely right, because he's definitely a different person every time we see him. Oh, wow. We see him two more times. He has no lines in the last time we see him. He does show back up in before the season ends. I thought when we saw him in a few episodes, I thought that I was like, yeah, we never going to see him again. And then they go into the black hole. But no, he does not fall into the black hole until season 9.
Oh, they're dragging it. But okay.
Which is crazy, because eventually they end up with a foster kid, because that's how Connor gets here.
Oh, girl. Oh, and it does not, girl,
because how did Connor get here?
God. I forgot all about that. Yeah, they stressing Mr. Simpson out. I don't know what they got going on. Wow.
It doesn't make any sense. Yes, wow. Connor show. Okay, let's get back to this show, because we have to get through it. So we're going to come back for season, not come back. We're already here. Plot A. As usual, I'm confused, because I feel like the last time we saw Mr. Perino, he was allegedly being held accountable by Mr. Simpson for being mean. But I guess that probably fell short when Mr. Simpson got put under investigation for being inappropriate with Darcy. So, like, Mr. Simpson can't investigate someone for being unacceptable if Mr. Simpson is being investigated for being unacceptable.
Yeah, they said we can't have too many teachers out at once, so.
We don't have anyone to teach these classes. And also, we gotta keep Mr. Perino. It's like, you're a molester. He's just mean.
Right.
We're picking one or two to investigate. We only got enough resources for this guy.
Yeah, they weigh any options.
So the students are assigned to a group project. They divide themselves into groups. Peter asks Double D to join their group because Darcy's off in therapy land or something, and they join forces. They plan to make their project about getting girls, which Peter scoffs at the idea because the two of them wouldn't get past Hello for a Girl. What a perfect time to introduce a character who we will never see again. Rachel! Double D claim that they can get past Hello with her, and they invite her to join their group. She suggests that they focus their product on buying a gift for a girl, and when Peter jokes that they are novices at understanding girls, she states, it's a good thing they're both cute, and walks away. But they're not. And they weren't cute when I was their age, either. Like, they've... I'm, like, reporting about how I felt when I was younger. If that makes sense. I'm not looking at them as a grown woman, because that's weird. But when I was a younger woman, I was like, the hell are y'all seeing that I'm not Rachel?
Yeah, they're mad annoying. It's such a weird optic with her this episode, too, because I feel like they're really giving throuple for most of it. Like, why do y'all have her doing that?
Okay, but see, the way Degrassi goes there, because why do they have a throuple? Next Class was a wild country.
Next Class really did test everything. I vaguely remember it.
They had a bomb threat, a racist accusation. I mean, it was something else, but we're not there yet. We're going to get there eventually. Double D gets excited because clearly Rachel's interested in one or both of them, but they promise they won't let her get in between them. So when Double D is at the mall shopping, the store manager makes an obviously racist remark about Danny to Derek, and Derek does not take it seriously enough for anyone, for my taste. While she grants them permission to use the store for the project, she tells Derek that she'll be watching his homeboy with a close eye.
That's actually so wild. You know what that reminded me of? The That's So Raven episode where Raven works at a mall, and then there's like the, or she like interviews at the mall, I don't know if you remember this, and like there's literally a racist like store owner, and they're like recording her like with a secret video camera, and she's like, I don't hire black people. Do you remember that? Because that's literally what this episode gives.
You know what, I was never into That's So Raven the way I should have been, clearly.
I'll have to send you a clip of it.
And because, so you know, iconic. I was watching Disney Channel until I became a real out of college adult.
Same.
And then I moved in with a man, and I was like, I don't still watch this stuff, but I literally did still watch Disney Channel. And then I had to like watch it behind his back. And then just slowly kind of phased out of my life. But I was there when Hannah Montana ended, and Hannah Montana ended in like, what, like 2014?
Oh, yeah. Did
Hannah Montana.
I definitely had that soundtrack on CD.
Okay, it ended in 2011. So yes, I was 22 years old, still watching. I think that's how old I was in 2011. I do not remember. But anyway, still watching Hannah Montana as a whole adult. I was into it.
I'd do it too.
Which is why now, like, I'm fascinated as a real adult by all these reality shows that I have not been watching my whole life. They're like that much more entertaining.
Right.
Okay. Back to the store. So the store manager is super racist, just like apparently the manager in That's So Raven that I didn't see. Danny overhears her, and he calls her out to Derek, but Derek's like, oh, she was probably just making a joke, and he brushes it off. The next morning, Peter unveils his new camcorder to their first video, and their first video is of Derek inviting Rachel on a date. Rachel gently declines, but is obviously very embarrassing for Derek, so everybody ends up leaving the scene. I guess Peter leaves the scene because Derek chases after him with his camera. But this leaves Danny and Rachel behind. And so while they're alone, Rachel invites Danny on a date. And so now you know things are about to go south because she turned down Derek and now she asked Danny out. The next day we see Danny in a turtleneck. And I'm like, oh my God, that's what happened. And in case you didn't know, you know. Because he's matured a bit because he tells Derek that he's wearing a dickie and it's not a turtleneck. And I was like, what is the difference? What is a dickie? And I realized I had to Google it. What is like a dickie? Just like something you just straight put over your neck.
Girl, I thought you were talking about the brand. Dickie?
Right? That's what I thought. Yes, a dickie is a type of shirt front that's worn with a black tie. It's something you just explicitly put over. Anyway, so he's clearly intentionally covering up his neck. That's the point here. Derek wants to cut Rachel off because she turned him down. Danny's like, well, maybe she was after somebody else. Peter, no. Well, it couldn't be you. Right on cue, Rachel guiltily walks by the two of them with her sweater pulled all the way up to her chin. And in this moment, I realized that a dickie can be easily ripped off, whereas a turtleneck is simply the style of a shirt. So Derek rips off the dickie from Danny's neck to discover a carefully constructed with makeup hickey. Derek then accuses Danny of stealing Rachel from him, and he says the only thing Danny is good at is stealing, and this line is going to bite Danny in the ass.
I didn't even realize he said that.
girl, you see Derek been racist this whole time.
How? That is wild.
Oh, God, I hate. And you know what? Because then he, everybody talks shit about Derek because then he go around. I mean, he was nice for his one thing he did for Liberty, like, 2 seasons ago. I don't remember when that was. To help her cope with the loss of her baby.
Yes.
But aside from that, y'all could keep it. Because I think he kicks Jane's ass in a couple of seasons. And they really just kept him around to be a piece of shit. And I hate him.
That's wild. Yeah. It's
so wild.
It's too much for you to be the white friend and have a black best friend. And like your reaction to the woman calling him homeboy, like you're desensitized to it. Like everything that's about to happen, desensitized. You gotta go.
All right, so Derek tries to switch groups, and Mr. Perino makes a reference that goes entirely over their brains. I also don't know anything about the Beatles, and so I want people to stop assuming that their preferences are a norm around here. But also, I would expect the two of them to know that the Beatles are at least a band.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Mr. Perino tells them that they can split up, so they can't split up, so they need to come together right now. They did not get that reference, but I assume you did because you laughed.
I did. I will say the only reason I know, not the only reason, I knew that they were a band, but I visited Liverpool, England when I was in college, and it was such a thing. Mm. Like, they have like a Beatles museum, and one of their famous, oh my God, I think it's Abbey Road. Their famous like CD cover is like a street or a road in England somewhere, maybe London. And I know that the kids that I went to this program with woke up really early to go take a photo on Abbey Road, and I slept in because I was trying to catch up on my sleep. So I missed that opportunity.
Is it Abbey Road?
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting because if you Google it, yes, it's definitely Abbey Road in Liverpool.
Okay. Yep.
But also, what is Penny Lane? Why do they have so many streets?
Girl. But that's my Beatles knowledge. And I did not make that photo, so someone photoshopped me into it when they recreated it.
Huh. Wow. I know nothing. I know nothing. But I think my mama used to listen to them. Who knows?
Beyonce got a song on her new project that is a cover of one of their songs, too.
Yes, people have said that.
To bring it back around.
You know music more than I do. So I just be vibing. And every single time I hear lyrics, like when I'm actually listening and not just vibing, I'm always like, actually, I could have done without knowing that. 50 Cent has one line that will always stand out in my brain for like, this is terrible and I wish I didn't know it. And it is, if you're my mother, stop listening.
Oh, no.
If it do not fit, I'm going to make it. Girl, you going to take this? Don't stop. Get it.
Oh, no.
And I could have done without ever hearing that song lyric.
Absolutely.
But now I'll never unhear it. And I would like to not. But anyway, that has nothing to do with Derek and how they need to come together right now. Danny and Derek are in the store to record when the manager approaches Danny to tell him, okay, gangsta, this is done in 10 minutes and then you're out. Serious question. Are there races out here that act like this, or are the writers just making it painstakingly obvious so that viewers can't be obtuse? Because, like...
That's wild.
I just feel like the fun part about racism is that people will do things that are not as obvious, and then people want to question whether or not it was genuinely racist. Like, if you think about it, in a few seasons... when they had that Frankie painting the girl as a monkey. And then everybody still argues to this day that it wasn't racist, even though it was like, it was supposed to be racist. It was supposed, and they're like, no, it wasn't racist. But no, like, that was their demonstration of racism. So right. Yes, it wasn't. And they were like, but it wasn't racist. But it like, it was.
That's wild. That's a weird hill to die on.
So it's like, are we just being so obviously racist so that you idiots with no critical thinking skills won't miss it?
Right.
Because this was not realistic. Girl. Or maybe it is. Maybe there are white store owners who go up to their black patrons all the time and say, okay, gangsta. Because what I actually think it more realistically looks like is them keeping an extra eye on you and following you around the store.
Right.
And then asking you if you need help, or... asking you if you have enough money for what you're about to buy. I think that's what, are you able, or do you need that on the credit card? And assuming right. that like you can't pay for it in cash. That's what our return policy is 30 days. So you have to bring it back before 30. Like that's what it really looks like.
I think they really tried to do like the, this is a TV show for kids. So let's make it very obvious.
But yes. Well, again, when they didn't make it obvious, y'all are still arguing this to this day.
Yeah, that's nutty.
All right, so the group gets to filming, and Derek is still a bitter-ass bitch, so he tries to propose buying crotchless panties for Rachel's. Again, I've always hated Derek, but this is where I just goes downhill. So Derek, he's like my new JT.
Fair.
Derek decides to take things up a notch in a way which two white friends with a black guy will only do, because they play a prank on Danny where they put a thong in his backpack for him to steal after the manager gave him all that grief. Like, y'all, of course you didn't think about that. Aww. So he puts it in his bag so that Rachel would see it and get offended, but he doesn't take it back out. So then both he and Peter leave. So then as Danny and Rachel move to leave the store manager demands to search their bags, despite the fact that she didn't search Peter or Derek's. Then she finds the hidden crotchless thong in his bag, and despite his genuine confusion, she says he can tell his sob story to the police. You people always have a scam. I want to know what the scam is of, like, stealing crotchless panties. Like, that's right. Not a scam. That's just a crime. But honestly, like, he did look guilty. You've got something in your bag. How else would that have gotten there?
Yeah.
Anyway, Danny and Rachel run instead of waiting for security. Rachel accuses Danny of running because he was guilty and then tells him not to play the race card with her. Rachel, if you don't get your biracial ass out of here.
I didn't want to say it, but I just knew. I just knew my good sis was biracial because she looked like a mix of Danny and Derek. Like
she does. And honestly, I think I looked into it and I couldn't really find it to confirm it. But look, biracial light skin, sometimes we be acting the same.
Shut up. Yeah. It was really giving that. It's like, all right, sister, so which one of your parents? Because
right. And sometimes we gotta call it like we see it, okay?
Yeah. So
we can't sit here and denying that we know that Rachel's acting real biracial light skin right now. Mm-hmm. And she's getting on my nerves. So this is where I get confused, because Danny snaps that he's not doing anything around her, and then he turns around. He doesn't walk away. He just turns around.
They were in a cul-de-sac, a dead end. I was so confused about that too.
I think that's where old boy got his ass beat, Rick. That's what it looked like.
Right.
But I could be mistaken. That's just what but anyway. So he turns around and he just stands there and pouts. So when Rachel leaves. And then Danny goes to find Derek and Peter at the dot. And it comes out that Derek had left the little gift in Danny's bag. And Danny storms away and tells Derek, it's never just a little joke when the black kid gets caught with stuff in his bag. So Derek puts together some stupid video in order to apologize to Danny. I would have cackled out loud had I not been watching this scene in the office of my coworkers. Because when Danny says, it's never a joke when the black kid gets caught with stuff in his bag, the camera zooms in on the other black student in class.
Why did they do that?
They get a C+ on the assignment, and Rachel apologizes to Danny after class. Derek apologizes and says that he didn't even realize racism was real, but Danny isn't going. Derek does admit that he needs to wake up and smell the bigotry, though. So I guess that was nice. He offers to allow Danny to punch him, and while Danny tells Derek that isn't good enough, he does take the bait and tells Derek that it's a start. So he does punch him, and he's like, whatever, we'll get over this eventually. Probably better just cut your losses. Derek sucks.
Truthfully, though, because I feel like he still doesn't get it, so.
It doesn't. Ugh. So many things to complain about, but I guess my moral is, where is it? What did Danny say? It's never a joke when black kid gets caught with stuff in his bag.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I had one. I so badly just wanted for it to be Don't Trust a Hoe, but like that has nothing to do with Rachel. I just couldn't stop singing that song. Do you remember that song? Trust a Hoe. I was like,
yes.
Yeah.
Is that what he means?
Is it? I could totally be making that up. But if I am, that's actually
Don't Trust. Yes, he does say Don't Trust a Hoe. Okay. Don't Trust a Hoe. ever trust a hoe because a hoe won't trust me.
And Rachel wasn't a hoe per se, but it's just all I thought about in this little love triangle.
I mean, I'm not going to call Rachel a hoe. She was a little light skin.
Yeah, she was. She really did eat that by Rachel one up.
Pull the race card.
Easy for you to say, sister.
And also, she was racist. But she was racist. That one always makes me mad. It's just like, nobody gave me a race card, but I kind of wish I did.
Oh, man.
Anything else you want to add before we move away from this episode?
No, that's all I got today.
Next on Degrassi, Mia has finally been granted a spot on the Spirit Squad, and she's ecstatic. But trying to be a normal teenager proves too difficult when having to remember her parental responsibilities. Manny and Jay's relationship is going well until she wants to meet his parents. That wraps this week's episode of Below the Dot Podcast. If you enjoyed your listen, please tell a friend to tell a friend. To hold you over between episodes, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok under some derivative of the username Below the Dot. Feel free to reach out with any questions, comments, or concerns on either of our social media accounts or email us at whateverittakes385@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back on your airwaves this time next week, whatever it takes.